Semesters are ending at many colleges and universities this week. And last week, we spent a bit of time on Zoom with some University of Arkansas journalism students to learn about a semester-long project they worked on about people living in Northwest Arkansas without permanent shelter. The project was led by Rob Wells, assistant professor of journalism at the U of A, and coordinated through the Howard Center for Investigative Journalism at the University of Maryland. It also included student work from the University of Oregon, Stanford, Boston University, Arizona State, and other campuses. When we met via Zoom last week, the students explained their work that they had been doing for the past several months. We'll hear from Michael Atkinson, Abby Ross, Whitney King, Matthew Moore, and Katie Sider in that order.
I went out personally and interviewed a few homeless people, a couple within the Seven Hills Homeless Center, and then a couple of them just guys who were standing on the street. And one of the first things I asked them was, hey, there was a count for the homeless population in Northwest Arkansas. Were you counted? And they would and every single one of them that I asked said no. And they either just didn't care enough to be a part of it, or they had beliefs against it. There was one man who was outside of the Walmart on MLK, and he was very personally against being considered just a statistic. He said that he deserved more help than just to be counted on a census. And some other people that I asked, they said that it kind of was more like a count of just the homeless centers, not the whole homeless population. But that information is what the U.S. government, specifically HUD, uses to factor in how many homeless people are in the United States at a given time. It's kind of just the sum of the whole, that every continuum of care is what the group is called. That does the count. Every one of those puts in data and they add it all up, and that's the homeless population. And so when there's little discrepancies here or there on the individual scale, the big number is thrown off. And so that was kind of one of the things I touched on, was that it seemed like they were not getting accurate counts as far as what Northwest Arkansas homelessness looked like.
What I focused on this semester and went into the class knowing that I wanted to focus on was college students in Fayetteville and how many of them are homeless. We actually don't have a number for that. And that's one of the things that really shocked me when I started covering this beat, was the fact that, you know, they're there. Like, we all, most of us know someone who's sleeping on a couch or didn't have anywhere to stay because they couldn't pay their rent, they couldn't afford it. But the university doesn't have those numbers, because after your first year of college here, you just apply with an address. It doesn't have to be the address you live with. As long as they have somewhere to send things, it doesn't matter if it's your address or your aunt's or your uncle's or friends. So we have no real way of knowing how many of these students are homeless. And that's one of the things I've really been focusing on. And I've been talking with professors on campus, like Dr. Kevin Fitzpatrick. Mm-hmm. He's really great. And he's actually working on something now to help get a number for that. But we don't know. So it's a lot of like trying to figure out where these students would go and like what resources there are for these students, because it's kind of varied. Like, you can go to the food pantry or you can go to UA Cares and get this $500 grant, but there's like no catch-all. If I was to become homeless today, I wouldn't know the first step of where to go. And that's something I want people to know.
The whole semester I focused on homeless felons. I focused on several aspects of their lives, whether it be finding housing, keeping jobs, applying for housing. So we really focused on all the aspects and all the obstacles that they go through. It was a very unique experience for me, and I was honored to work with all these universities across the United States. I was honored to work with Dr. Wells and the rest of this class. I actually got to collaborate a little bit with Michael when he started working on the jail data. So I'm very thankful that I did do this class this semester.
And when we're talking about homeless felons, people who have a felony on their record, I imagine that just makes the attempt to find permanent shelter that much harder.
Yes. Most of the information I got, they were either couch surfing, basically living with family members sort of under the radar. I did end up speaking to some people that were homeless for over 40 years because of this. So yes, it was a very difficult lifestyle, and just finding somewhere that would even give them a chance was difficult. So, because most people screen for those kind of things.
My first story was a radio story where I discussed veteran homelessness. And in November of 2019, on Veterans Day, the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette did a story talking about how they were planning to hopefully end veteran homelessness by the end of 2019. And I started doing this reporting in early February. And at that point, veteran homelessness had not ended. And I wanted to understand what were the roadblocks, what were keeping people from being able to stop being homeless if they were veterans. And here we sit at the end of April and still have not ended veteran homelessness. And so one of the statistics that really stuck out to me was the things that limit people from being able to access services through the Veterans Affair. And so some of those things include being dishonorably discharged from the military, mm-hmm. serving in the National Guard, but never being deployed. And one of the things that happens a lot of times is that veterans blow through their vouchers that they have access to through Veterans Affairs. And part of that is that they will be able to get into housing. And they have been gifted a couch where they've been allowed to sleep on somebody's sofa for a time in the past, and they feel that they ought to reciprocate that to their friends, and that breaks their vouchers, and so they lose out on a voucher through that, and that happens two or three times, and they are out of vouchers from the VA to help credit them housing, and so that is that can be a very interesting bureaucratic nightmare on both sides of the process.
So my first focus was on tent encampments. I think tent encampments is like what most people think of right away when you say homelessness. And so I wanted to look into that and how that's been in the Northwest Arkansas area. So I met two men who have been living in tent encampments on and off over the years and kind of did a profile on them and on tent encampments in general in the area and how the university has kind of had an impact on the encampment locations in Fayetteville. And then moving past the tent encampments, I wanted to look at youth homelessness in school districts. So I looked up some data with every school district in Arkansas, the homeless rates, and Berryville School District actually had a pretty high rate. And so I went down there and met with a lot of people in that school district and kind of got a better understanding of why homelessness is so high there.
We heard from Katie Sider, Matthew Moore, Whitney King, Abby Ross, and Michael Atkinson, journalism students at the University of Arkansas who worked this past semester on a project about people living without permanent shelter in Northwest Arkansas. Much of their work and the work of other students who worked on that project can be seen at razorbackreporter.uark.edu. The class was led by Rob Wells, assistant professor of journalism at the University of Arkansas. So we heard about what they covered on today's show. Tomorrow, we'll learn more about the process of their work. That's on tomorrow's Ozarks at Large at noon and 7.